We got racing today at Wyong as well. Overcast, soft five there. And Gary Harley's there. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Cozzy. Did you get a bit early, I hope?
Mate, I stayed. I watched the State of Origin, actually. Just saw that being a banana bender, an old banana bender. It was quite a nice game to watch.
That was terrible.
It was, wasn't it? It was pretty ordinary. Terrible. Pretty
they
average.
They were terrible. Anyway.
Yeah. And if those other two tries had been allowed, it would have been a flogging.
Oh, could have been 25-0 at half-time.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good. No. Anyway.
Anyway, mate, we've got the most magnificent. I'm sitting in the winner's bar. There's no one on the ground at all yet. And I'm looking out through the glass here. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's like a spring morning here today at Wyong. Track's okay. It's soft, of course. But, mate, not a lot of runners, but there's a fair bit of quality. That two-year-old race, the horse for noon, it's very smart. I saw her win. They're only running at Newcastle. And the other one, at Gaze, it got beat three-quarters of a length in a Group 3 in the Widden Stakes in the same race, Mystic Empire. So that's a very good race. It's not a bad program, but lacks numbers, but we can't help that. Gosford did race on Tuesday, so maybe that took a bit away.
Yeah. All right. Well, the first, full field for Gorsbridge, $1.55. One Apache Dude, $3.90. Six Texas Tycoon, $6. And then 18 or better, the others.
Looks a good thing, Gorsbridge. He's only had the one run, mate. That was at Canterbury. He started short. He'd won three trials in a row, all at Rose Hill. Gerald Ryan's got him in the day at Canterbury. He went straight to the front. Raced a bit keen early and in the mid-stages of the race. But he kicked back real strong in the straight. And he got the three-quarters of the length by Miss Q, who came from a mile back, put up a good performance. Our girl Holly run third, and it should have won a race here the other day. So at all points, he looks a good thing in the first. You've got to take short odds, but if you want to back one to $1.55, he should get the money. One Apache Dude at its first run here the other day when it ran second, beaten three-quarters. It led that day. Went okay. Looks second best, no doubt. Number six for third. In the race, Texas Tycoon won a trial here recently, a first starter at Kristen Buchanan's, and number two, G2, 4162.
Right, yeah, the two-year-old now here, full field, number four for noon, 215, two Mystic Empire, 360, one Florid, 550, three Dark Haze, $9, after that, $14 or longer.
For noon. It's my best bet of the day. God, I think she's a good filly, this. James Cummings had her. She's owned by Emirates Park. Carries the Nassar Ludar colours of the green, white, sash and cap. First run of the race at Newcastle, she beat a Group 1 winner. He wasn't a Group 1 winner then, the mission. But it was only a 900, and I've got to admit, he wasn't properly wound up. But she gave him a decent start and ran right over the top of him and beat him by two lengths. He runs second. The run was an absolute ripper. She's had two recent trials. She won one easy at Randwick, and then the other day, Tommy Berry said, "No, girl. We're just going to hold you together all the way in this trial." And she got beat about two lengths by a smart one in Sodden Mike. And Tommy never let her go at all. Lovely dream ahead, filly. I think she'll win. Made her the best gaze horse. This filly's got a ton of ability, Mystic Empire. She's had three runs. She got beat 3.5 in the Gym Crack. She got beat 3/4 of a length in the Widden Stakes behind Teaspoon. And then she got beat about 5 in the Silver Slip of the Group 2 by She Will Reign. She went to the paddock, won a trial at Kembla in June, and then run 4th in the most recent one at Rose Hill. She is the only threat, but I'm very keen on for noon. One Florid for Godolphin, and number 3 Dark Haze. 4-2-1-3.
Righto, full field the next. 3 Missile Coda is 240. 2 Seething Jackal, 440. Also 4 Never Out, 440. 1 Vinciro is $6. So too is 5 Springer. And then Trojan Grey, 101.
I'm pretty keen on Vinciro here at the good odds. Sean, Gary Portelli's got him. His first start in a race, he got beat about a length and a quarter at Hawkesbury. He come from last that day when he was held up on the home turn. The run was good. Should have finished a lot closer. Oh, was he green? Green as grass, and he hung in the straight. He had a good spell, come back, and he won first up at Gosford once again. He come from last, slow away, hit the front at the 75-metre mark, and he hung out bad all the way down the straight. Lucky Abdullah was on him. He needed a senior rider to keep him on the straight and narrow, and he only just went one. That was only a month ago. He's had a trial at Rosehill since. He went okay at the trial. He was three wide on the home turn, up running third, never under pressure in the straight. I think he's got a good aim at the odds, providing he goes straight. Two Seething Jackal won well the other day at Wyong. Her previous two starts are only two runs she'd led. Beyond Baker decided to ride her just off the speed, and that told the tale. She was too strong in the run home. Three Missile Coda has had four trials since its only run at Kembla back in April. Short price for a horse that hasn't run for 467 days, but she's in a very good stable with the Snowdens. Karen McAvoy coming to ride her, and I thought she trialled pretty good. The other one is the Cricketers' horse. They need the money, the Cricketers, at the moment. Number four, Never Out. One, two, three, and four.
All right, we go to race four, and here, no scratchings. 6 years of gold short, $1.65. Two Bacasia, $3.90. Five-star Princess, $5. And then out to $19 or better for the other four.
I thought they were the only two hopes. Tears of Gold and Acacia. Tears of Gold is an American bred mare. She's 5 year old. Had her first start here the other week, a couple of weeks back. She was off the map into $1.60 in a field of $5, and she was disappointing. She led straight away for Brent and Abdullah. She raced very keen early in the mid stages, led by a length and a half. Well clear into the straight, and she weakened in the run home and got run down by Seething Jackal. She did look a bit strange around 150 out too, like she'd become unbalanced. I'm going to give her another chance because the trials had been so good, and she's pretty short, like, you know, genius tipping it. But Casey is a former Queenslander with Paul Perry. She's had four starts for four placings, the last three at Gosford and Wyong. She'll go forward, and she's the main threat. Five-star Princess. And number four, Satirical Dane, 6254.
All right, we go to the next stand. Here we pull out one Full Face and six Comanche Force. Five-star Monsoon, very short, $1.60. Two Ivory Man, $3. Number seven, Sensor Cove at $5.50. The other three, 18 or better.
You're a game man to take that price, Star of Monsoon. But if ever he's going to win a race, Sean, it's today. He's turfed. He's won 100,000 in prize money, 10 placings, no wins from 14 starts. It's a maiden plate, so he gets him with 57 kilos. You've got a horse in the top weight that's been beating three starts, about 37 lengths, and it's got the same weight. He looks like if he was, you know, so genuine, if he just beat these, be 10.
He can find a way, though.
Win. You know, he finds a way. He has so far. Apparently, Glenn Schofield got off him the other day and said he wanted a bit further than the 1,300. So Gerald's put him in the mile. He's been placed his last three. Scone Cup Day and two at Warwick Farm. Surely today's the day. Two Ivory Man. Didn't run a bad race here the other day. First up, I tipped it. It ran second at $4 or $5, but went to the line good. It's got a big oak. If the other horse don't win, it'll be the one, I reckon. Number seven for third. Sensor Cove racing very well at the moment for Mark Connors. And number four, 5274.
Now, Six Young Wee comes out of the sixth event. Four Onslaught, $1.95. Five What Could Be, $4. One Bright Future, $6. Two Cultural Man, $6.50. Seven Oakfield Ricky, $9.50. The other one, Keep Today, $41.
I think it'll win Onslaught. It won its last two before it went to the paddock. It won easy at Gosford. Then it won at Canterbury back in January, February. Had a couple of trials lately. Christian Reece sent it forward in a recent trial at Rosehill. Never extended at any time to run second. Karen McAvoy riding today. He rode it in its two wins at Gosford and Canterbury. Nice barrier. Got a bit of speed. I think it'll win. Number two for second in the race. Cultural Man. He's at good odds. Trial terrific here the other day. He's won 3 out of 7. He's got a ton of speed. Barrier one. Glenn Schofield, I tell you what, I wouldn't sell him short. Probably a better price than he should be. Five What Could Be, trialled okay. Goes good, one of Alan's courses. First up today. He's got a terrific first up record. And number seven, best of the others, Oakfield Ricky. I'm looking out the window here.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Haynes is putting a bit of makeup on.
Oh, yeah?
He's probably borrowed it off Carmody. He's a makeup specialist. Wow. Sparkles. That's what they call him, Sparkle.
So you and I, we don't use
sure,
little brushes, we
you
use a roller.
You pass the makeup stage, don't you?
Mate, you can put the paint on, but the rust will still come through, Gaz.
You won't cover up any of the wrinkles or the fat here.
The valleys are too big.
Yeah.
Now, what did you like in that race?
I threw you off. 4, 2, 5, and 7, mate.
All right, race 7. Now, here we've got a full field. 2 Shifty Thinker, 3.10. 1 Crafty Tycoon, 3.20. 3 Fast Arley, $5. 5 Cheeky Bella, 7. 6 Pintaroo, 9.50. 7 Ralston, 9.50. Then 16 or better, the others.
I'm very impressed with this horse, the top weight. He's good odds, Crafty Tycoon. He had every chance, Danzy, to beat him the other day at Goulburn. This horse was too strong, and Danzy goes very good. I like him. I think he can win. Number 2, Shifty Thinker, had terrible form before the run the other day at Newcastle, and it bolted in. Gee, it was impressive, but I know it was only a maiden. 3, Fast Arley, trial terrific. And number 7, the other one. 1, 2, 3, 7.
And see, Richard Haynes is always immaculately attired. He wears Yves Saint Laurent. I wear Brotherhood of Saint Laurent.
Well, yeah, I mean, shops at the best.
Yeah.
He lives in one of those plush Sydney suburbs. Like we're up in the bush milking cows and carrying on.
He's Armani. We're Salvation Armani. Now the 8. Pull out 1 Awesome Sam, 7 Spinning Gold, 3 Little Miss Brown, 2.40. Number 2 Another Lager, $4. 6 Never Back Down, 4.80. 4 Attaboy Ross at 9. 9 The Iron Maiden, 9.50. 5 Crossing Guard, 10. And the other one, Bonus Spin, 21.
Keen on another lager. He's trained on the track. He's having a great run, Damien Lane. Had about 33 or 34 winners for the season. He won the South Grafton Cup the other day with Mr. McBath.
Mm.
Another lager found his best form to win easy at all, to win, not easy, at Newcastle the other day. I think he can go on with it today. Little Miss Brown loves this track, number 3. It hasn't been far away in 2 city runs lately. Never Back Down. And number 9, the Iron Maiden at a bit of odds. 2, 3, 6, and 9. Fanoon's the best in race 2. I've got a rush because we're on TV at 10:30. If you want to see our preview with Hainsey and me and young Quinny, all the best, Sean. Beautiful day. Mounting Yard coming through on the radio for every race today. The late mail, should I say, coming through on the radio.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there at Wyong today.